Nolte, Trump's post-SOTU approval rating jumps to 51%. By John Nolte on February 26, 2026. Donald Trump's job approval rating landed at a healthy 51% in a poll taken entirely after the president's triumphant State of the Union address Tuesday night. The Trafalgar Group surveyed 1,084 likely voters between February 24 to 26 and found that 47.1% of those polled strongly approved of the job the president is doing, while 3.7% approved. Trump's disapproval rating sits at 48%. That number is made up of 39.1% who strongly disapprove of the job he's doing, while 8.5% merely disapprove. Although Trafalgar is seen as a pollster that favors Republicans, it should be noted that during the 2024 presidential election, while Trafalgar did not do any national polling, the polling it did do in the swing states consistently underestimated Trump's support. Watch, 250 years of American greatness, Trump closes out historic State of the Union. Trump won Arizona by 5.5 points. Trafalgar only had him winning by 2. In Nevada, Trump won by 3.1 points. Trafalgar predicted a tie. Trump won Wisconsin by a point. Trafalgar had him losing by a point. Trafalgar was within a point in the four remaining states, but not once did they overestimate the outcome, not even by a tenth of a point. It's no surprise that with the opportunity to talk directly to the American people, and without the filter of the corporate media, Trump's standing would improve. Trump has objectively been a wildly successful president. On the economic and foreign policy fronts, he is pulling us out of the deep holes dug by his predecessors, Barry Obama and Joe Biden. Watch, Trump shames Democrats for refusing to stand for putting Americans before legals. What's more, Trump's brilliant gambit that shined a harsh spotlight on an increasingly insane Democrat Party that refused to stand and applaud common sense issues like putting the American people before illegal aliens, not mutilating kids to appease the left's trans gods, securing the border, and cracking down on violent crime almost certainly woke up enough of the population to put Trump over 50%, if only through this stark and unsettling contrast. Currently, in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Trump earns 43.3% approval, compared to 55.1% disapproval. This was the first poll taken entirely after the State of the Union speech. Trump's speech was such a triumph that even far-left CNN had to admit its poll showed that 64%, up from 54% pre-SOTU, believed the president's policies would move the country in the right direction. By any measure, it was an outstanding, bold, and brilliantly performed speech.